Alan, you've had some great performances recently in League and Cup, Everton, Liverpool. How frustrated are you to have lost today against a rival at the bottom of the table?
Well, it was a tough day for us. We had a few injuries for today, which probably didn't help in terms of our energy. We've played two or three of the guys who hadn't played for a while in that Man City game, and I thought it showed on them today. They had a couple of fresh players, Lamana in particular, in the midfield, and he just had bundles of more energy to get on the ball. It was a problem for us all day. Having said that, two set plays have conceded, which is not like us. So it was a disappointing afternoon after what was, in a lot of ways, a day of Big Cyril's day. So we feel really double hurt, really, I suppose, with the result.
It's not a case of you can't score goals or you can't go in front in games. It's losing the points from winning positions at the moment, isn't it?
Well, today was not something that's happened to us recently, but yeah, today I thought Southampton just had more energy on the pitch, particularly in the midfield. They bossed that area and we could never really get a grip until the second half. And then when we did, we couldn't find a way back.
What's the latest on Johnny Evans? Obviously, he was a big miss in missing again today.
Well, we got four or five big players missing. And it was just the fact that we didn't really have the options that I would have liked today. Maybe even Daniel wouldn't have started if we'd have had a full squad today. Jay had run so hard at Man City, Liverpool, we thought it might be better for him to come on later in the game. But it will be a juggling act to get the next 12 games or whatever it is in the league. We're going to need to win half of them. Now, looking at our record, that looks impossible, but I know football well enough to know that isn't, and we've got quality and we can do it.
I know you were desperate to win today. Such fantastic way in which the club marked the passing of Cyril Regis, really emotive before the game. If ever a West Brom number nine was going to score, it should have been today. I know you didn't get the result you wanted, but the way it was marked was very special, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the family, we wanted to give them a victory, and that's what we're sad about. But I know from speaking to them that, the club have done them proud. So, unfortunately, we couldn't get the result we wanted.
Yeah, you got off to the perfect start, but you just couldn't sustain it, unfortunately, could you?
No, and they started to get a little bit more of the ball than we would have liked. And we couldn't seem to... that period before half-time is where the game got away from us, really. The two quick goals kind of stunned us a little bit, I thought. And second half, we were a little bit better. They didn't control the game quite as they did in that period. But it was just, the time is just a little bit quicker, a little bit faster to the ball, moved it a little bit quicker than us, made it difficult for us.
Were any of the injured group close to playing today or not?
Not really, no. No. We got to work hard on our players because we need to get a few back. There was definitely a lack of options today that was necessary.
And you're not cast adrift, but you are now 4 points away from your nearest rivals at the bottom of the table, which is a slightly different scenario to the one that you've been in up till now, isn't it?
Yeah, we've sort of gone up the graph, and then we've this blip today, and we're running out of games, of course. The next one's a tough one, Chelsea away. And then, that is where we're really going to have to kick in. We're going to need to win 5-6 of our last remaining games, and that's a tall order for a team that's only won 3 all year. But I think it's possible, and I think we've got the players to do it. If we go week to week, get our best team out there, we'll be okay.